Welcome, everyone, to Living Beyond Limits. I am Reverend Jennifer Speer, and we are a part of Centers for Spiritual Living. I'm so glad that you have come here today to spend your morning with us. And if you are new today, we welcome you from the very bottom of our hearts. Welcome. We're so glad that you came to spend your morning with us today. And welcome all of you who are online also for this service. And so let's begin the service today by reading our mission statement that's on the front of the bulletin. We are a sanctuary where people can discover and reveal the presence of God within their own being and experience their oneness with all life. Through the realization of this inner presence of love and peace, we give way to the evolutionary impulse of the divine and become a beneficial presence in the world. That's what's happening here at Living Beyond Limits, as we are giving ourselves the opportunity to move back into that place within us that recognizes our own divine nature, that recognizes that we are primarily spiritual beings, and that that one infinite presence, whether you call it Christ mind or God or spirit or universe or Buddha, whatever you call it, that one creative intelligence, power, and love of the universe expresses itself everywhere, and it expresses itself within us. That presence specifically expresses itself within us as peace and as love, as the truth of our own wholeness and our own power. Because what happens is, as we awaken to that within us that is innate to our own beingness, that is the very essence of who we are, then when the world is not being peaceful or loving or generous or kind or telling us that we are somehow less than whole, we aren't as dependent on receiving that from the world, because we've come to recognize that it is within us. And when we recognize, say, that peace is within us, when the world is not being peaceful, we can be the ones that bring peace to a situation. Or when people are not being loving, we can bring love into the situation. And as we do that, we act as a beneficial presence. As we do that, we transform those relationships and those conversations. And because we are all connected and part of this oneness of life, when we change and when we are different in the world, it affects the whole, because everything is connected to everything else. And so I say thank you to each and every one of you for answering the call of your own spirit to be walking this path, to be being a beneficial presence in this world, to be bringing the gift of your spirit to this world in a way that only you can. Thank you to each and every single one of you for that. I'm going to tell you a story, actually. Says, my daughter and I just had a knockdown, drag-out bedtime hour. Finally, about 10 minutes ago, I put her to bed, and through clenched teeth, I said, I love you, Holland, but not another word tonight. You're going to sleep now. I'm done fussing over stuffed animals. Mommy, she says. I paused on the way out the door, literally biting my tongue. I was so frustrated. What is it, Holland? I do have one more thing to say. Of course she did. She was standing on the bed with her hands on her hips, too. Her hair was wild, and she was using her arm to wipe away tears and snot from her face. Mommy, my three-year-old said, staring at me with venom in her tiny voice, I forgive you. Then she laid down and cried. And honest to goodness, for a hot minute, I didn't know what to do. It was the way she said, I forgive you, made it sound like cuss words. I walked over to the bedside and leaned over. Baby girl, do you know what forgiveness means? She was still sniffing, her face shoved deep into her Little Mermaid pillow. Yes, she muttered. I really had to hear this. It means you were wrong, and I'm tired of being mad, and now I'm going to sleep, and my heart won't have a tummy ache. So there you have it, folks. Tonight I was taught a lesson in forgiveness by a three-year-old. I got a gut punch too. And you're dang right. I climbed in that bed and loved on her because, to be honest, my heart had a little bit of a tummy ache. I was reminded by my toddler to never go to bed angry, because when you do, your heart will have a tummy ache. And you know what? I've been alive for 35 years, and I've got to give it to her. She's not wrong. Ah, forgiveness. You know, the Buddha said that when inner conflict ends, peace begins. As human beings, we all have disagreements with people. We all have arguments. There are times in our lives where people say things and do things that hurt our feelings, times when we feel let down, times when we feel like we've been done wrong, times when we've been betrayed. And in those feelings, we refuse to forgive. So we are here now in the season for nonviolence, and in light of that, I'm talking about forgiveness today. I think the idea of forgiveness carries a lot of baggage with it, and I think there's a lot of confusion around forgiveness, around what it is and what it's not. And maybe we are even a little bit unclear about what forgiveness really is, what it really means. I want to begin by the first thing saying, forgiveness is not for the other person. Forgiveness is for us. Forgiveness is about reclaiming our personal power. We forgive so that we can once again experience true freedom, so that we can experience peace, and so that we can experience joy. We forgive so that we are no longer a prisoner of our past. As long as we are holding on to unforgiveness, what happens is we remain in that victim state. As long as we are holding on to that unforgiveness, we cannot be free. It's kind of like having one of your legs caught in a steel trap, an animal trap. And even if the chain that's on the trap isn't attached to anything, you're still carrying that trap along with you and still experiencing the pain of it because it's still on your leg. Because the truth is, the incident is over. The only place that it's alive is in your own brain. The second thing about forgiveness that we get confused about sometimes is forgiveness does not mean condoning bad behavior. It does not mean that what happened was okay. It does not mean that you even have to have a relationship with that person again if it's not in your best interest. It also doesn't mean that whatever happened wasn't painful. It doesn't mean that it didn't cause you injury. It doesn't mean that it wasn't careless. I think sometimes we hang on to unforgiveness for a long time because, after all, we are right and they are wrong. So I read a quote this week that said, "Anger is an unconscious means of restoring self-esteem after this or that emotional injury. Our victimhood confirms how deeply right we are. Our anger quickly fossilizes, and from that point on, then, we are drinking our own toxicity. Our huffiness will marinate us in a pathetic brine of spiritual grouchiness." I think sometimes we think that our anger is somehow going to punish the other person, or our anger is somehow going to allow us to get even with them. But it doesn't. Did you notice that? The person that we are angry with might not even know we are angry with them. The person we are angry with might even be dead, and we're still holding on to anger. It's not hurting them. It's hurting us. We suffer because we are still living in the event. We are still living in the story that we're telling ourselves about it. and what that story means about us, what it means about life. Steve Maraboli said, when you hold a grudge, you want someone else's sorrow to reflect your level of hurt. But the two rarely meet. Let go. Sometimes forgiveness is simply a reflection of loving yourself enough to move on. What if forgiveness is really all about loving yourself enough to move on? We all want to live with a sense of peace. We all want to live with a sense of well-being. We all want to live a life that is free from pain, whether it's physical pain or emotional pain. And we want to be able to create our lives according to our desires out of that infinite potential of life. We want to be able to create our lives out of the goodness itself, that goodness that is always available to us. We want to live a life of lightness and a life of joy. But hanging on to anger or resentment or unforgiveness does not allow us to experience that lightness that we desire to live in. Because we are still, part of us is still in the past. Part of us is still in that leg thing wrapped around our leg that we're carrying around. We are still held in victimhood. And so the title of my talk today is Moving On. And I'm talking about that forgiveness is a gift that we give ourselves. That it's a gift that we give ourselves so that we can be free. So that we can be free of the pain, of the emotional pain, so that we can be free of any sense of helplessness and any sense of victimhood. And so here's the thing, though. Becoming angry when someone does something that is hurtful to us isn't the problem. When we get angry over something that someone has done, that anger serves a purpose. It tells us that what happened is not okay with us. It tells us that our boundaries have been violated. It tells us what is important to us and what is valuable to us. It tells us what our values are. It also tells us that relationship wants to function at a higher level. So there's an invitation held in that anger, in that hurt, and the invitation is one to ask for what we need in that relationship. The invitation is to speak our truth about what is real for us. The invitation is to love ourselves. And if those changes aren't possible that are required in the relationship, then maybe the invitation is to move on, to let the relationship go. You are meant to love, and you are meant to be loved. You are meant to be in relationships where you can thrive and flourish and be your best self. So the problem isn't having those feelings. The problem is staying in those feelings long after the event is over. The problem is being stuck in those feelings and not getting yourself out of them. The problem is not moving upward and onward in your life. Upward, to allow that thing to help you grow and become more self-empowered, to stand in your own truth, to ask for your needs to be met. Anita Morjani said, consider replacing the word forgive with the word release. In other words, instead of forgiving people, you're releasing them. You're releasing them from your life so they no longer have a hold on you. Simply change the question from how do I forgive them to how do I release them? And then consider yourself. Love yourself, value yourself, and know that you have the power to change the dynamics in any relationship. to release the situation, to release the anger, to release the hurt feelings, to release wanting to have revenge, to release the story you're telling yourself about it. So is there someone in your life that you need to release so that you can experience peace? Is there something you need to release in your life so that you can experience peace? Is there a story that you're telling yourself that you need to release so that you can be peaceful? Can you release your anger? Can you release your resentment? Can you release the grudge that you're holding? And so I invite you to close your eyes just for a moment and imagine that. Whatever that thing is that you're holding on to, imagine that you have been able to release that. You've been able to either release the story or the anger, the resentment, the grudge. Imagine that you have already released that. How do you feel? And what will you do now? And I invite you to open your eyes. And so as we move through this season for nonviolence, which is a time of making daily nonviolent choices and choosing nonviolent actions that create a culture of peace, as we move through that season, I invite you to practice forgiveness. Practice forgiveness for you and practice forgiveness for the world. Marianne Williamson said, "Since all minds are connected, then the correction of any one person's perception at some level, there is a healing of the entire racial mind. The practice of forgiveness is the most important contribution we can make to healing the world. Angry people cannot create a peaceful planet." Angry people cannot create a peaceful planet. And so my invitation to you is to release any grudge you are carrying, to release any resentment, to release your anger. And if there is a person in your life that you need to release because it is not in your highest interest to be in relationship, then do that if that is what is called for. Release wishing that the past had been different and just accept what is. Accept what was, what happened, and accept what is. And ask yourself, what am I to learn from this? What is this instance here to help me understand? What is this thing inviting forward from within me? And embrace the good. Embrace the infinite potential of the now moment. The now moment where there is freedom. Know that you are never stuck. And know that you are being invited at every single moment to create your best life and to live your best life. And as a result, you'll be experiencing greater freedom, more joy, and discover that you are stronger and more powerful and more resilient than you thought possible. And then you too will go to bed tonight without a tummy ache in your heart. And so blessings to every single one of you on this path of self-discovery, this path of bringing your spirit into this world in a way that is healing to you and in a way that is healing to everyone around you. Blessings to you. And so I invite you to join me as we turn our attention to the truth. And so we recognize that there is only one. This thing we call spirit, the divine, absolute intelligence, a creative force whose very essence is love. Love and peace and acceptance, non-judgment, wholeness, and power. That we have been created out of that. And we are here as individualized expressions of that. That means all the love that we could possibly need is already here within us. The truth is that the wholeness that we are can never be diminished, never be destroyed, never be injured, for we are the wholeness of life itself. Recognizing the peace that passes understanding is innate to our spirit. And that we carry that peace with us everywhere we go. And that we can lean into that peace at any time. And so today we lean in. We lean into spirit. We lean into our own soul. We lean into the love and the peace and the wholeness and the truth of who we are. And so I know that as we do that, it's easy to release. It's easy to let go. For the truth is, we are not victims. We are powerfully at choice. And so today we choose the highest and we choose the best for ourselves. We make the choices that lend themselves to peace and love and goodness. For we are here to bring that goodness into life. And so today we just lean into that and walk in that presence. And with that presence, and as that presence. And love goes with us, and love goes before us, and love heals everything that is unlike itself. And so I speak this word not just about us, but also about every single person in this world, that they too are each individualized expressions of the infinite itself. And all that they need is right where they are. They are being sourced and supplied and maintained and sustained by that infinite presence of spirit. And that it is God's good pleasure to give us the kingdom. For the kingdom is already here. It is already now. And so I claim and know and see and embody the truth that every need is being met. I speak this word also about our world leaders and politicians, for every decision maker in this country, knowing right now that the wisdom and the intelligence of God is within them, that it fills their minds, it fills their bodies, it fills every single person that they interact with, love and wisdom. And that is guiding their choices. That is speaking to their hearts. That is calling them by name. And that is having its way through each and every single one of us, because that is the only power and presence that exists. And so today we just lean into that and we rest in this truth. And so in gratitude, I invite you to join me in saying, and so it is. And so I have a couple invitations for you. One is you have a little slip like this in your bulletin. And on one side it says kindness offered, and the other side it says kindness received. We're doing that for the month of February, the month of love, and as a way of participating in the season for nonviolence. So I invite you every day to fill that out on both sides for the day of the week. Something that you did that was a kindness to someone and something that you received. And also, I would like to let you know that our annual meeting is coming up. It is February 25th. We're going to hold it here. We're going to have a potluck ahead of time. It's going to be soup, salad, bread, and dessert potluck. There's a sign-up sheet in the back. We invite you to sign up for that. And then we'll do our annual meeting here, and we will talk about, make plans for what we want to do this year as far as in-reach and outreach and classes that we want to do, and we need to pass a budget for this coming year. So I really encourage every one of you to be here. We're going to be having an outdoor service on March 3rd, which is going to be at El Dorado Nature Center. So we will get to spend time forest bathing and being in that nurturance of nature and being in the silence of our own being and spend some time, as well as having a short little ceremony and readings and that kind of stuff. So we invite you to join us for that regular time as we normally hold this service, but we're going to be at El Dorado Nature Center. We invite you to bring friends or family or kids or anybody that would like to do that. We are doing a community outreach on March 10th, which is the following week, doing Ronald McDonald House. We are cooking for families who are staying at the house who have children that are in the hospital across the street. There's a sign-up sheet in the back for that. Also, we would like people to sign up for cooking, people who might like to sign up for grocery shopping, or financially supporting the event if that's what you'd like to do. So that is also in the back. Pat and Mike are doing an outreach if you would like to serve with them. They are working with the people that are unhoused in Long Beach. There is a sign-up sheet in the back. You can talk to Pat or Mike or email. I think Pat's email, Pat's phone number is on here, to talk to her or text her about it. They're doing all sorts of things, taking food and clothes. We are also doing next Sunday is going to be Undie Sunday. We are collecting new men's underwear, new and gently used socks, and then Pat and Mike are going to be taking them to that group of people. So we invite you to bring those next week. And Ray and Marty are still happy to be supported by us doing meal trains. So if you would like to cook a meal for them or send a meal for them, that would be great. I saw Ray Saturday, and he's doing really well and healing and getting treatment. I'm not sure if all of you know that he has been undergoing cancer treatment. So he's finished with his radiation and he's doing chemo, and he looks great and he feels great. His attitude is incredible and he's clear, and we can't wait for him to come back. So in the meantime, we're supporting them. Yes, because Ray's the grocery shopper. This is funny. Actually, he wasn't driving, and then his driver's license expired. So he needs to go take the driving test. So he's not doing the grocery shopping. That's usually what he does in the cooking and stuff. So we're still supporting them in that. So I thank you, and they thank you for that ongoing support. So I invite you to repeat after me, good fills my life now.
Good fills my life now.
I step into it.
I step into it.
I own it.
I own it.
I celebrate it.
I celebrate it.
And so it is.
And